KCAR 101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Good morning. Welcome back to ER 101. Well, a frequent guest on our show is back, Dr. Al Sacchetti. He is an expert in pediatric emergency medicine, assistant clinical professor at Thomas Jefferson University. And the person I wanted to talk to when this new study came out, or paper in pediatrics, that looked at a systematic review of about 67 studies and found that there were very, very rare and few and far between serious adverse reactions with childhood vaccines, and they deemed vaccines safe. So what'd you think about that, Dr. Sacchetti?
I think for people like you and me, that just reaffirms what we already knew, that these things are overwhelmingly safe. They included only the top most pristine studies, so it was only 67, but they really looked at thousands, and they all came out with the same conclusion. Complications are extremely, extremely rare, but the benefits are just overwhelming. If you look, and it's interesting, the top five causes of death for children under 5 years of age in the world are pneumonia. We have a vaccine for that. Diarrhea, we have a vaccine for that, and measles, we have a vaccine for that. So three of the top five things that kill children under 5 years of age, we have ready access to vaccines for that. And why you wouldn't take advantage of that when the complications are so rare, and most of them are extremely benign. If you look at the complications, the biggest complication they found was some kids will have a febrile seizure. Well, those kids who are going to have a febrile seizure from the vaccine are going to have a febrile seizure when they get a virus anyway. So there's no reason not to vaccinate the child just because of that.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit, because people may not know, when you say diarrhea, a vaccine for that. It's a very specific type of diarrhea. It's caused by a certain virus now, right?
Correct. That's the rotavirus in the United States is the most common thing. And to tell you the truth, Lee, since that vaccine came out, we used to see, especially during the winter months, you'd see a dozen children a day in with severe diarrhea, dehydration. They were getting IV fluids and everything else. We rarely see them anymore. It is just extremely dramatic, its impact on the pediatric population and the diseases they get. But if you're in a third world country and you get that virus, your child can die.
Right. And now there was this one complication that they talked about called intussusception. So tell us a little bit about that. But the disease can cause that too, right?
Correct. Intussusception is where you get some inflammation in the intestines, and the intestines actually kind of get stuck inside each other. And that can be a problem. But two things about that. Number one, that was with the earliest version of the rotavirus vaccine. It's rarely seen anymore. I mean, very, very, very rarely seen. But you're absolutely right. Just getting the virus itself, the bad diarrhea, can lead to intussusception. So any inflammation in the intestines can lead to it. So you basically, the same people who probably will get it from the vaccine are the same ones who would get it from the virus.
Yeah, and that's very interesting. And then, of course, you know, there's this undercurrent of groups of family members that believe that autism is related to their child's vaccine. And in fact, even the British Medical Journal that published that article in Lancet back in 98, which since retracted, called it an elaborate fraud. But you still see that in your practice, people asking you about that?
I'll tell you, one of the most distressing things I see is I drive up and down the New Jersey Turnpike frequently. I'm in Our Lady of Lourdes.
That's distressing enough.
Yeah.
That's distressing enough.
I have to drive up to New York. My son's up there, and there's a huge billboard that says, you know, it's this mother and child, and it says, vaccines, know the risks and the lack of benefits. And it just drives me nuts.
Oh my
that
God.
People would look at that and think, oh my God, you know, I shouldn't get my child vaccinated. That whole you hit the nail right on the head. Every study that's looked at autism and vaccines has disproved it. And there was actually a very nice study that came out of Poland a few years back that showed that the kids who got vaccinated had a lower rate of any of the autism spectrum disorders. So, it's been disproven, but for whatever reason, Lee, and I just don't understand it, these things get a toehold in the popular press, and it just keeps going and going and going, and you just don't understand it at all. And it's a shame because, this year at the American College of Emergency Physicians Scientific Assembly, they asked me to do a lecture on fevers in children who aren't vaccinated. And, in putting the lecture together, it's very difficult because you have to go back years to when, and I don't know, you're way younger than me, but when I started practicing, most of the kids weren't vaccinated. And you saw these god-awful illnesses that the kids would get. I mean, the first child I ever saw as a medical student was measles, a kid with measles. But, you would see these horrendous meningitises and sepsises. And now I'm going back and uncovering all that for this lecture. And you start to look at, how these kids died, and you go, who in their right mind would not vaccinate this child? When you have this absolutely 100% safe method to protect your child from a deadly disease.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers, if you look, were staggering pre-vaccination. 38,000 kids, 21,000 of them say from polio would be paralyzed, and then 1 in 20 kids died from polio. Measles, the same thing. There were 400,000 cases a year back in the day before that. And there's been a resurgence of measles in this country now, too, right? Which is frightening.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and there is some semblance of herd protection. If you had a large number of people in the community vaccinated, it was difficult for the virus to get established or the bacteria to get established. You look at the numbers for Kaiser, they haven't had a case of Haemophilus influenza or meningococcal septicemia in years now because they're very careful about vaccinating their patients. You go to states like Kentucky now, where they had a 99% reduction in these deadly diseases, since they've introduced the vaccines. And you're absolutely right. I think part of it, in all honesty, is, like I said, I'm old enough to have seen these horrendous diseases. A lot of these people say, oh, don't vaccinate your child, have never seen a child die from it. And they don't know how awful it is. And so you really get this false sense of security, like, oh, it's no big deal, when the reality of it is it's a very big deal when it's your child.
Yeah, and it's true. You think about it. I mean, remember when MERS, which is the methicillin-resistant staph, kind of first sprung onto the scene, a football player here, a young guy, a wrestler here was dying, and it was like on the news for everything. And then you think about, 40 years, 50 years ago, tens of thousands of kids would die every year.
Yeah.
Just from...
I remember very distinctly, I was in kindergarten or first grade, standing in line outside the school to get my sugar cube with the polio vaccine on it. And every kid in the neighborhood was lined up because that was one of the things that you were terrified of, was that your child would get polio and then they would wind up in an iron lung and all the horrendous complications from it. And, once that's taken off the plate so that, you don't see it, nobody ever sees anybody with it, nobody knows of a family whose child's been institutionalized because they can't get off they can't breathe on their own anymore, it's like, oh, it doesn't exist anymore. But it's real. You go outside of the United States and, it is a very real problem.
Absolutely. We're a victim of our own success. I want to thank my guest. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Van Oker on Radio MD. Stay well.